Senator Mike Duffy joins me now on 580 CFRA. Good afternoon, Duff.
Hi, Rob. We're in overtime tonight in the Chamber of Sober Second Thought. But we are working for all Canadians, and I just want you to know that.
We just we're off the line with the Justice Minister, Rob Nicholson. Some serious progress made today on the conservative law and order agenda, including ending the faint hope clause and as well the Protecting Canadians by Ending Sentence Discounts for Multiple Murders Act. Very busy day on the law and order agenda, Mike Duffy, but some procedural wrangling in the upper chamber with other law and order bills.
Well, it starts in the House of Commons, comes to us. So we had third reading today of the bill to deny early parole to people who embezzle money, fraudsters and others. The Liberals voted against us. They held business up for an hour, saying, we don't want you to tighten up on these embezzlers. They said, this is white-collar crime. No one was victimized. No one was hit over the head with a baseball bat. And we said, listen, this doesn't matter. You're ruining people's lives. These people who run around and set up these fraudulent scams and schemes hurt the people that they defraud or who they defraud just as much as somebody who comes into their house and robs their apartment or their home. They seem to be worried more about the criminals than they are about the victims. And so it took a 1 hour bell, and thank heavens the Prime Minister appointed some of us so that we now have more senators than the Liberals have, because by having all of our hands on deck, we were able to make sure that that law got passed third reading, and so it'll get royal assent before they send us to this unnecessary election.
So, I mean, we have proposed in the budget $300 million dedicated to top-ups for the guaranteed income supplement for the poorest of Canadian seniors, and yet seniors who have managed to save something for their retirement, they get swindled out of all of it by who knows what, a Ponzi schemer or what have you. And what do you face in the upper chamber but delays and more stall tactics?
Well, the Liberals seem to be into the hug-a-thug mode on everything. Right now, as we are speaking, I've slipped out. Bob Runciman was giving a very impassioned plea to make sure that we protect children. And we had a Liberal senator get up and said we were trying to make indecent exposure and other sexual acts punishable to give judges the opportunity to send people to jail for 30 days or whatever if they engage in this despicable behavior. And Liberal senators are getting up and saying, well, you know, sexual experimentation, young people, you know, don't be so hard on everybody. Well, it seems to me that judges most of the time have common sense, and prosecutors. So if it's two teenagers caught it necking in a car, it's one thing. But if you've got some pervert, some weirdo hanging around schools and parks and so on, let's put that person away and keep our streets safe. And yet there's not a loser, there's not a deviant that these people will not stand up to defend. And I'm aghast. I've been here on the Hill for 30-some years, and I'm thinking even Pierre Trudeau would be shocked to see how politically correct the current day Liberals have become. It's ridiculous.
Well, in fact, the Conservatives on that point with their whole law and order agenda, it's described as Newt Gingrich style Republicanism.
Terrible.
And you're going to go coast to coast and spend billions on supermax prisons.
Well, suppose we didn't. Suppose we put people in these 100-year-old prisons like we have in Kingston and didn't modernize them and put in air conditioning and so on, you'd be saying you're sentencing them to dungeons. So what the government's doing is saying we're going to take violent criminals off the street to make our streets safe so that women and children and, I mean, you and I don't worry about it because we're macho and we'll fight anybody off. But the fact of the matter is millions of Canadians worry about their physical safety, especially after dark. So if we're going to put these violent people who have no consideration of their fellow citizens away in jail, then at least you want the jails to be humane.
Senator,
so what is it they want?
Senator Mike Duffy, our guest here on 580 CFRA. You know, I can understand if the listeners think that I'm coming across as some kind of wild conspiracy theorist, but I'm
Cape Breton.
I'm working from recent history because the polls indicate that Michael Ignatieff is no more popular than the leader he replaced in Stéphane Dion. So obviously everybody is questioning, why pull the trigger now? Why go to an election now? And many are drawing this conclusion that the conservatives will win that election. They may win a minority government. But the day after, Michael Ignatieff, Jack Layton, Gilles Duceppe will seek to form a coalition government, which would give the separatists the balance of power in a coalition government. Am I a wild conspiracy theorist? Am I out of my mind, Duff, here on thinking in Rob, thinking this?
Rob, you've hit the nail right on the head. Let me tell you, well, first of all, we see it today in the House of Commons. They're all acting in unison together. They're strategizing together. They're, you know, one puts a motion, the other backs it up. I mean, it's they are a team on the ice today. Now, here's, you talk about conspiracy. This is the buzz on the Hill right now, which the mainstream media haven't mentioned. When the budget came down, on the morning of the budget, Jack Layton said, I'm not going to give my answer until Wednesday after the caucus. The budget came down. Ken Giorgetti, president of the Canadian Labor Congress, came out in support of the budget.
That's right.
He said, there's stuff in here that working people want. There's stuff here, helmets to hard hats. There's stuff for unions. There's stuff for volunteer firefighters. Many of my members of the CLC are volunteer firefighters.
Labor likes this budget.
You got it. All of a sudden, Jack Layton pulls the carpet out from under Ken Giorgetti and says, no, I'm not waiting till tomorrow. I'm telling you now, we're voting against it. Well, late last night, doing some research, I talked to a bunch of people. I actually had a chat with Jack Layton in the hallway at the end of the day. He was on his own, and I wished him luck with his health. He doesn't look good, I tell you. He's a valiant man to be fighting on. But the buzz here is that Layton was going to let the budget pass, tell his caucus, let it go, and in a couple of months, when I'm feeling better, we'll pull them down on a supply motion. There'll be other chances. Basically, once a month, they have a chance to vote non-confidence. In a couple of months, when I'm feeling better, we'll do this and go to an election. And if I don't feel better in a couple of months, what I'll do is I'll quietly resign, set a convention for around Labor Day to choose a new leader, let the new leader come in and get settled, and then we'll have an election a year from now after those who were elected in 2006 qualify for their pensions.
Huh.
January 23rd or 25th, 2012, the class of 2006 will become pensionable, including Olivia Chow, Jack's wife. Now, in other words, this is a scenario that would work for everybody. It would work for Jack and his health problem. It would work for the class of 2006. Let's see what happens as we go down the road. That was the buzz that was supposed to happen. All of a sudden, Jack changes his course 180 degrees. We have to go to an election. Why? Because we are told that Thomas Mulcair has told our colleagues from Quebec in the media, former colleagues, that he put the gun to Jack's head and said, we have to go now, there's no way, and they pressured Layton into backing down from what he was his inclination was to give it time to see how his health worked out, and they forced him, the hotheads in the NDP caucus, right, and in the rank and file, have forced Layton to do something that he didn't want to do, and now we're in an election that nobody needs.
Perhaps because of, if you want to call it, succession planning in the New Democrats, and potential influence in what I say could be a coalition government despite the outcome of the election.
Well, there you are. That's why we have to get a majority for the Conservatives. Otherwise, just ask Gilles Duceppe what we're doing. It reminds me of years ago, again, 25 years ago, covering a federal-provincial conference, and I remember one of the maritime premiers saying to me, we just had a private lunch of the premiers, and we said to Robert Bourassa, on this issue related to pensions or whatever the issue was, this maritime premier, Richard Hatfield, he's gone now, Richard said, well, the deal's going to be this, this, and this. I said, how do you know? He said, the premiers had a lunch, and we all turned to Bourassa and said, okay, Robert, what's Quebec's bottom line? He gave us Quebec's bottom line, and we know the federal government will meet Quebec's bottom line. That's the way they did it 25 years ago. Stephen Harper has said no to an arena for Quebec. He said, no, we're not going to bribe Quebecers with taxpayers' money. He's taken the straight approach. And now what are we doing? We're looking at a situation where instead of Robert Bourassa telling us what the menu's going to be and how much it's going to cost, it'll be Gilles Duceppe. It's unbelievable. that we would be put in this position, and it's not because of public policy, it's because of personal ambition and vanity on the part, and I have nothing but the highest regard for Jack Layton, but they put him in a corner and beat the daylights out of a man who is not well in order to get their way, because ambitious people inside his own caucus want that, and the same thing's happening with the Liberals. There's all kinds of guys sitting there saying, I would be a better leader than Ignatieff. Let's get out there now, get him out of the way, and in 3 or 4 or 5 years, when we have another election, I'll be there ready to be prime minister. It's enough to make you...
Fill in the blank.
That's it.
All right. Good to talk to you.
Rob, it's going to be one heck of a ride, sure, and I look forward to staying in touch.
Thank you.
With you. All
Senator Mike Duffy, Prince Edward Island Conservative Senator. This is 580 CFRA.